today is Sharon Cicchelli. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're from Austin, Texas.
That's right.
What do you do in Austin, Texas?
I'm a .NET developer with Headspring.
I'm a .NET developer. Not with Headspring, though. What's you've been doing some stuff with Arduino. Is that part of your job at Headspring, or is that just a thing you do for fun?
That's just a hobby, but it is so much fun. The Arduino is a microcontroller for prototyping projects. Really a great platform for learning electronics and then making your code do things.
All right. But what is a microcontroller?
A tiny computer that you can program.
That's, you have one right here, right?
I do. It's all plugged into bits.
Okay, just talk to the camera a little bit there. All right, and what's so you can program this to do stuff. What's let's start with the stuff that it can do. I mean, what are some examples of things that you would do with a microcontroller?
I think of the Arduino broken down into things that talk to inputs and outputs. Mm-hmm. And once you start to think of projects that way, it opens up to all kinds of ideas. So inputs like a button,
okay,
or a
user
presses
a button.
Yeah, you press a button, or a pressure sensor, or even they can talk over Wi-Fi.
Huh?
Some people have gotten input from RSS feeds or even your CI server.
Mm-hmm.
And then outputs, light up a light, move a motor, and then motors control all kinds of things. So I know of a project that detects how his garden is doing, and if the soil gets too dry, he turns on a pump to water the garden.
Okay. So most of it is detecting inputs. It takes care of detecting the inputs and defining what those are, and then doing something in response to those inputs and then pushing something out to the outputs.
Exactly.
So how do you code that?
There's an Arduino IDE, a development environment.
This is specific just for the Arduino. Okay.
And the language you write in is really C++ with some Arduino libraries brought in to abstract away a whole lot of the parts that make electronics difficult.
Okay.
So to write to a servo motor, I just declare that I have a servo motor, and then I say servo.write, go to this position, and that's it. So I'm writing code that looks like C++.
Okay.
But it has extra libraries to make it simpler.
I'm curious, are you a C++ developer by trade?
Not a bit.
You're
no.
a .NET developer. .NET. So that earlier, why wouldn't you use a .NET library in one of those things? Is there an advantage for choosing this?
Well, the Arduino IDE compiles that code down to the code that runs on,
so,
on
yeah,
the
so
chip.
So given that you already have an Arduino chip, then you would have to use C++. But you could use like a Netduino or the other one of their competitors that does .NET. Did you specifically choose C++ for a reason?
I got started with the Arduino before there was a Netduino.
Okay.
So I've started on that path and been enjoying that. But I have friends who have Netduinos, and I've had the chance to see some of those work. That's a great platform also. If you are already a C# developer, you could probably pretty easily go either way. Yes, the Netduino is going to feel familiar.
Okay.
But the Arduino code that you're writing is actually still curly braces and semicolons, so it also still feels really familiar.
Okay. Show me this demo that you got here.
Oh, this is my robot.
All right. And this was you gave a presentation here at CodeMash, and this was the big payoff, wasn't it?
This is the big payoff. I teased them with the robot at the beginning and then deployed at the end. All right.
What does this thing do?
What does my robot do? My robot frets. Fidgets and frets. He's a nervous robot. For Halloween, I dressed as Agatha Clay from the comic book Girl Genius. And she has a small pet robot. They call them a Clank. This is a robot, a Clank. And he sat on my shoulder. He's got snaps on his feet. And he would sit on my shoulder as part of the costume and randomly choose a fidgeting behavior. And then I had a whole bunch of electronics shoved in my purse because what girl doesn't, and when I push a button, he squawks and emotes a lot. He just gets agitated a lot. So it was part of my costume.
Very cool. A fretting robot.
I figure you want to offload that duty, right? Like, I fret enough. I got a robot for that. I
just press the fret button and fret a little bit. Okay. All right. Very cool. So I'm thinking after seeing that many of our viewers are going to want to make their own fretting robots.
Or anything. I would hope so.
How do people get started doing this stuff?
Because the Arduino is open source, both the hardware and the code, there's great resources online. Arduino.cc contains a language reference, places to buy the boards, which include Adafruit Industries or SparkFun, even Amazon. Maker Shed, which is from the O'Reilly people. Radio Shack, even.
Okay.
But my the top post on my blog right now at girlwritescode.com is all the resources from the presentation I just gave at CodeMash, including links to where to download the development environment, where you can buy the board, links to my code. The code for this robot is up on GitHub. I open source all my Arduino sketches, so it's on my GitHub account. So my top blog post right now might be a great resource.
Anything else?
You should make stuff. Make stuff.
Sharon, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Technology to make myself a friend, but even better than that, with the Arduino, I'm making friends with technology all the time.